makes you frisky. Gin makes you sin. Wine makes you nutty. But I'll try them all over again. Cognac keeps you peppy. Rum makes you dumb. Beer is a mellow drink, but it'll keep you on the run.
I get Thursday morning and I'm there till
whenever you want to drink.
So I'm saying a couple days after.
Yeah, we're out.
Choose the drink that pleases you. Drink your mash, talk it fresh.
I'm excited.
That is the right thing to do. Champagne makes you happy.
And we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome. Where have you been? How's your summer going, everybody? Mine's been going good. If you are listening to my voice, then you know that this is the comedic episode, comedic podcast about your favorite beverages. My name is Josh. I'm your recovering bartender host. And with me, as always, is the most famous bar back in the podcast biz,
Rob Grabowski. I'll get the ice. Hashtag ocean cold. Hashtag not Rob.
Hashtag not Rob. That's right. Be a not Rob. Enjoy delicious tea. Bobby, we are just barely gracing the beginning of June.
Yeah.
Happy Pride Month to all our Pride people. Live your life. Fuck everybody who says that's dumb.
Yeah, people suck.
They're dumb. Marry who you want to marry. Be how you want to be. Pan, bi, gay, les.
Whatever you want.
Everything.
Everything's welcome.
We love everybody.
Yeah.
No hate here. Hate has no home here. I'm off my soapbox.
Thank you. I need my soap.
Your hands are filthy. You doing good, Bob?
I'm good, buddy. How are you, Joshy?
Man, I'm great.
Great.
Dude, it's beautiful right
beautiful
now.
Beautiful outside.
Who knows how it'll be later?
It's still beautiful.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I can see the future of the weather.
No, we paused the podcast for 20 minutes. Ran around outside. We blew bubbles. We laughed. We fell down on the grass.
We kissed a little bit. It was great.
Yeah, no big. Each episode, we have a guest. That guest brings a beverage of their choice, and we talk about why they chose it.
Is this episode any different from our others?
Bobby, there is no exception to this episode, because we have a wonderful guest by the name of...
Ryan Benz.
Yay!
Yeah, I feel like I nailed that. Dude, like, you asked me for my name, and I gave it.
Coming in hot, right off the top, full name.
Wow.
Ryan, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, but the pleasure's mine.
I don't get any pleasure?
I don't think so. No. I'm the guest, right? You're the host.
Yeah, you can have it all.
Yeah,
it's all
good.
For,
it's all
for
good.
Him.
I need it all.
He's got a gun, and he's got a little sag that says pleasure on it.
Yeah.
And he keeps gesturing towards it with the gun.
I think you gotta fill it.
Fill this sack.
Oh, God.
And I got that sack family at home.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that sack has to do what I want. How hard R can I go on this sack stuff?
Yeah.
No, we're gonna fuck this sack.
Yeah, we're NC-17. We're going to watch you fuck that sack.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Cool podcast.
And you're back with sack fuckers.
The podcast where you hear people talk about the sacks they used to fuck.
Can we talk Tang?
Sure. The, Ryan.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Sack fucker. What beverage have you chosen to talk about with us today?
A 12-ounce cold can of Coca-Cola.
Ooh, a classic.
The original taste.
The original taste.
We have ice cold cans in our hands.
Yes.
We're going to pop it, we're going to taste it, and then talk about what we taste.
Right.
On the count of three. One, two, three.
I think we all managed to do it on one and a two and a three.
Somebody was early.
This was great.
So, enjoy a delicious sip of ice cold Coca-Cola.
Man, it's great.
God damn. Almost as good as fucking a sack.
Almost.
It gets me right up to the edge.
Yeah.
Not quite over.
Doesn't take it all the way.
Yeah, but damn, isn't it good?
It is good. I don't drink a lot of sugar sodas. Full sodas.
You like a LaCroix? Diet sodas.
So it is really good, but then in for me, all sugary sodas have like a slight coating.
Ah,
like a sweet aftertaste, which isn't bad. It's just what I'm not used to, so I'm processing that. Immediately effervescent, very delicious. Maybe because I know it's caramel color, but I get like a slightly caramel taste.
Yeah.
Sweet, bubbly, refreshing. And then I get a little sugary. Like if you're looking at a lollipop or something, you know, you get like that feeling in your mouth.
I love it though.
Yeah, it's so good.
It is good.
Ah, man. It's like, it just tastes of pure nostalgia for me. It's like, this was very much the thing I'd come home and have after school every single day for almost like 14 years.
Yeah.
14 years?
Yeah, just like, I probably like, school? So young. Yeah, yeah. Then they finally kicked me out because I was just would not stop drinking Coke. But
this
yeah,
kid won't do his homework.
This kid won't do his homework because he just has a single soda and then sleeps
all day. All
and he
night.
Keeps looking at that sack that his classmate of his.
Yeah, yeah. And we know he's what he wants to do with it, but he biologically can't yet.
Now, full disclosure, you're talking about an after-school snack. You've brought us something to enjoy with our
I brought food. Smart Cheddar Popcorn. This pairing is like a... This is like a staple for me a little bit. Yeah, if I could cook, I'd learn how to cook. I'd learn how to cook Smart Cheddar Popcorn.
So I'm going to pop some popcorn.
Is this a snack you still have?
Sometimes. Not as much anymore. I'll be honest, having a Coke also with you two fine gentlemen is a bit of a deviance for me from my like current diet.
Sure,
like I'm trying really...
Sure.
We've talked about this a lot.
Yeah.
Soda and ice cream. Are my two worst vices.
But you love
them. But I love them. Yeah. And they're so good. And so I've been pretty good about like kind of slowly cutting out Coke. But really, I mean, I used to have, in college, there was like a good maybe year there where I would like maybe have 6 or 8 cans a day.
Damn.
That's a
lot of Coke.
That's a lot of Coke. When I stopped doing that, I almost... In almost 6 months, I think, lost. Yeah, I slept for 2.5 years, awoke from that slumber, and then promptly lost 55 pounds.
Wow. Before we get into, we'll get into a little more of your history with
Please.
Coke. Let's get into a little history of Coke.
Yeah.
Teach
me.
So if you listen to the Mexican Coke episode with Jesse Gomez, a.k.a. Jago, we learned a lot about the history, and we'll touch on it briefly here. In 1856, John Pemberton gets sabered during the Civil War. He's dying on the field. He's bleeding out. The medics come rush up to him. They give him morphine to ease his passing in the next life. Only John Pemberton's too stupid to die. He lives, and he gets addicted to morphine. So he finds
what a
out.
Life. He's Thank like, God we ripped him from the bowels of hell to make him
times.
A horrible headache.
Simpler times.
He's like, you know what gets you lots of morphine? Opening a pharmacy. So that's what he does. He lives in Atlanta, and after a 10-year morphine bender running this pharmacy, morphine, open the doors, sell drugs, morphine, dude, take one from them, one from me.
Yeah.
Close the doors, lock up, morphine, wake up.
Morphine.
Pull your own sweat and vomit. So how is he going to stop morphine? He's like, hey, guys, I'm turning over a new leaf. And that was the cacao leaf. Cola wine. So this is a mixture of wine and cocaine.
What a funny... Guys, pause. Guys, I'm not doing heroin anymore because I'm just going to only do coke. I'm turning over a new leaf.
I got to clean up my life.
I
got
to clean
up
my life.
Did you hear about old John Pemberton? He cut out heroin.
He cut out heroin.
No.
Just,
yeah.
No.
They say it's healthier for him. Well, back to my tobacco.
morphine of the dirty South. 1886.
Wow.
Prohibition passes, and wine is illegal. This is bad for cola wine.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's half the thing.
Yeah.
But cocaine is still very much legal.
Yeah.
So a non-alcoholic version of cola wine with cocaine is made, and that is called Coca-Cola. It is born then, and it is sold for 5 cents a glass.
Wow.
And continues to do so.
Do
for
you
the
get
next...
the glass?
You don't keep the glass.
Okay, fair enough.
Because
it started so it's not as good of a deal as I thought.
No.
It's not,
that
it's not
a
bad
great
deal.
It's not
bad. And it gets better because it stayed 5 cents a glass for 70 years.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Because it was one of their big, the bottling... There's this great NPR Planet Money episode about it. I suggest you listen to it. I won't go into it there. In 1885, we're fast-forwarding a lot.
Cool.
Coke's got a lot of history.
Yeah.
But in 1885, new Coke is invented. A sweeter Coke. By then, they've gotten rid of the cocaine. It's a little closer to what we're having now.
Yeah. Nice.
People hate it.
Aw, man.
It comes out in like... February.
People don't like change.
People don't like
change. Yeah, I mean, take people's Coke away.
Yeah.
They get all wound up. I don't know what's wrong with them.
Three months later, they're like, okay, we're done with new Coke. We're bringing back Coca-Cola Classic. But you can get new Coke this summer Because of Stranger Things.
Oh, right.
They're re-releasing New Coke because of Stranger Things. It's a product tie-in.
I forgot about that. Yeah, I'll try it.
Just have a little popcorn.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's always my hope. I feel like the only reason I want to be in the entertainment industry is so I can have enough sway to create something that forces us to bring something back that people really don't want anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I want to bring back Ecto Cooler juice boxes.
It came back for like a hot second, but it was in cans.
Yeah.
It was not in juice boxes.
Yeah, I wanted
to. I loved Ecto Cooler.
It was the new Ghostbusters. That's what they brought it back.
Yeah.
Are able to bring it back again for this other Ghostbusters you're going to make?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Yeah. Finally, with the fans one.
Yeah, sure. Because they know what's going on.
Not the director's son.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola is a huge company. We all know that. We see it everywhere. Branding, blah, blah, blah.
I love it.
Other brands that Coca-Cola owns.
Okay. Can we guess?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. FedEx.
No.
Okay.
That was my only guess. Oh, I have one guess?
Yeah,
you guessed FedEx already?
Yeah.
UPS.
Ooh. Wait, let me look at my nose. No. So you talked about drinking a lot less Coke.
Were we even close?
No. Okay. Coca-Cola has had a little bit of a market dip in the last few years as people are moving away from sugary sodas and to things like LaCroix. So because of that, Coca-Cola now owns Dasani Water, Smart Water, Minute Maid, Simply Orange, Powerade, Vitamin Water, Ottawala, those like juice.
It's a Pokemon.
I mean, it could be. Fuse and Honest Tea.
Huh.
Oh.
Coca-Cola owns all those brands now.
Wow.
But worldwide, this company sells over 1.6 billion drinks a day.
Holy cow.
That's a day.
Yeah.
And they are still the industry leader. Pepsi's still second. Excuse me. Delicious sugar water forever and ever and always.
Wow.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Pepsi sucks. Coke all the way.
Yeah.
So I read something and I wasn't sure about it, that New Coke was supposed to be closer to the Pepsi taste, and that's part of the reason people hated it.
Oh.
Because it tasted slightly sweeter.
Too sweet?
They upped the sweet.
You can't up the sweet.
Can't up the sweet. You gotta do regular Coke.
I don't. We had Pepsi growing up. My mom really liked Pepsi.
My stepmom likes Pepsi a lot.
Yeah. It's like, I don't like it. I can't say that it's like, garbage. You know what I mean? Like, I will drink it if it gets served to me at a restaurant. But there really is a very big difference for me.
Absolutely.
And I know that is like a little crazy, but like, there truly is a huge, huge difference to me.
For me,
enormous difference.
The difference to me is not big enough in terms of diet. Diet Pepsi, Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Like, I will buy whatever's cheaper. Like, there's no brand loyalty for me.
That's what my dad does. Growing up, it's always whatever was on sale, he would purchase.
Every week they flip, usually. So it's like you're just switching off.
Whereas since I've been able to buy my own things, only go Diet Coke. Even if it's not on sale, I will still buy, like, a six-pack or whatever.
Nice.
Yeah. You get those liters for 99 cents.
It's a great deal.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Yeah.
We have a segment on this podcast called First Time, Last
Time. First Time. Last Time.
We talk about the first time you remember having a Coke and the last time you did. So if you can say those now, go for it.
Yeah. I love that, the soft lead.
Flawless.
So the first time you had a Coke, do you remember the exact first time?
Yeah. You know, I have a terrible memory. That's what I'm trying to remember to say. And so I can't tell you for sure when I had my first Coke, but I can tell you that when I started having Coke, it was like very pretty, like ritualistic for me. I would put a can on a bed and I'd cut it open a certain way and just like let the Coke spill over the sides of the bed, and then I would drink it off the floor like a dog, because my God is a dog. See, ritualistic is definitely the word I still definitely meant. But I would just drink it like very specifically. I would come home from school. I would have a Coke.
How old are you?
I would say maybe like starting when I was like 8 or 9. It was like one of our treats that we got to have growing up. And I would always have a Coke with either a Twix bar. Ooh. Or for a little while, did you all ever have white chocolate Reese's peanut butter cups?
Oh, yeah.
I used to love white chocolate
Reese's. They still make them. You just can't find them that quickly.
They're hard to find. Yeah. And so it was those treats for years and years and years and years and years. And it was so good. And I would look forward to it. Oh, and another thing I would sometimes have is a whole loaf of French bread. So sometimes I would come home, have a loaf of French bread, a Coke, And then we would watch, we always watched 90s SNLs.
Because
they used to be on VH1. They would play like the same 10-year segment of SNLs. They would go from like 86 to 94.
God, what a good
time. At this point, I was like, 9, 10, 11. Because it was after that, and it was so much fun. So like for me, Coke is tied to SNL, French baguettes and French breads, and then white chocolate Reese's peanut butter.
What was your favorite SNL of that time? Like favorite sketch or character?
Oh, I mean, Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer, for sure. I mean, there's just like nothing that was funnier to me than that. That and then the Deep Thoughts with Jack Handy. Those are my two
favorite things. Phil Hartman sells Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer so well.
They talk about it on a Conan podcast not too long ago, which is a great podcast. Not better than this one that
Conan
we're on
O'Brien
right now.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend?
Yeah. But they talked about how what they loved about those sketches during that time of SNL was that more often than not, what the conceit of the sketch was had nothing to do with what the sketch was then about. Like him being an unfrozen caveman lawyer, most of the time he's not doing anything particularly caveman-y or lawyer-y. Like the one sketch just ends with him on an airplane drunk, and it's like, it doesn't matter what he is. And it's like, this is such a funny idea of like thinking about sketches that way. Like, what is it? Head Wound Hair?
Oh, yeah.
Like all that stuff where it's just like, you know, like, this doesn't mean anything to anybody. It's so stupid.
Oh, man.
But yeah, so that was my first Coke. And then I'd say my most recent Coke, I think it would have been after my wedding, maybe a month ago.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
It's not too long ago.
Yeah, not too long ago. After my wedding, I think might have been my last Coke because I still also use it as a bit of a hangover cure.
Oh, yeah. Bubbles? Yeah.
Yeah.
You need a little...
big time for me. And so I think that might have been a month ago. We even have it at work, and I've been pretty good at avoiding it.
Yeah,
so a month ago.
For free at work?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard when there's free.
It's hard.
It's right there.
Yeah. I eat the peanut butter instead.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about that. This is such a stupid story.
Is it in jars?
Yeah. It's ritualistic for me.
Turn off the lights.
Turn off the lights.
Put lights on candy.
I get rock hard.
That's just because I'm attracted to darkness. Yeah. I can barely go to bed.
I can't close my eyes without getting an erection. But yeah, probably a month ago because I would have had it with my family when we went out after the wedding. I got to hang out with them for a little bit longer before they headed out.
Did you guys go out somewhere or did you?
Yeah, it's a chicken place on Elston. I'm not going to know the name
Honey
of it.
Honey Butter Fried Chicken? Oh, yeah. That place is the best.
Yeah.
Right next to Revolution Brewery.
That's true. Yeah.
Because there's been twice where I've gotten drunk and gone to Honey Butter Fried Chicken.
Their patio is amazing.
It's very cool.
So we sat out there. I had a Coke. It was good. It was really fun.
What a great story.
Yeah, thanks.
Do you want to tell everybody where you work?
I basically have a handful of jobs, but my predominant one is I work at this membership organization for commercial interior designers, and what I do for them is like create programming and events. Mm-hmm. I do a ton of public speaking for them, basically. So I travel and kind of attend conferences,
and if you're ever at this place, ask for a free soda because they have
take them out. Yeah,
free drinks, please.
Yeah, I offer them to the people who come and do like repairs and stuff. Yeah. Here, just take it, whatever
you want. One, take one.
Yeah,
take fridge is open.
Okay, yeah, take the whole thing. Okay, take me,
Bobby. When's the last time the first time and last time you had a Coke? That's the segment we're in.
I could not tell you the first time I had a Coke, much like when I did my episode about Diet Coke. I could not tell you. It was just something that was in.
He always finds it. Way to like link back to
bring
his
it back
episode,
up. Yeah, episode, it's the best one. We all know.
Thank you. Episode
it's obnoxious.
Four,
three or four. Yeah,
three or four.
That was really strange.
Wait. So you weren't even the first one?
No,
he wasn't the co-host then.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Now I know.
It wasn't until that electricity,
that spark.
Yeah,
we kissed. Yeah, no bit. As for the last time I had a, you know, I don't remember the last time I had a Coke from a can because I am a DC guy. Diet Coke, more of a Marvel man.
Yeah.
man. I really don't know. It's great, though.
Because
occasionally, you know, I'll go to, like, one of the convenience stores near my work. Maybe is out of D.C. for whatever reason. So I will try to get a Coke Zero. But, man, just from a straight can, it's great. It's just different. I don't know what it is.
Is there any, ritual? We're talking about, like, sort of, like, things that go hand in hand. Like, is there something that you love to have with
you know,
Coke?
I will say I enjoy, I don't like Fountain Pop too much. But if I do get fountain, I will get just normal Coke because I think it tastes a little better. And I do love it with popcorn.
Yeah.
And I do love it, like, the few times I go to McDonald's or whatever, I will get, like, a quarter pounder or a Big Mac with a Coke. And it is delicious.
McDonald's was my first job.
Yeah.
And like, that was one of the only... blessings of being at McDonald's was getting the free Coke.
They have their own deal, so it tastes different because it is slightly with Coca-Cola. So they have their own sort of it's like the McDonald's brand of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I've heard that. That's crazy.
But yeah, I mean, it's just different enough that people are like, "Oh, I really like that one."
Yeah.
But not so different that you're like, "Oh, this is completely different." New Coke.
But yeah, I don't have any like fun stories or anything. I wish you had
no fun stories. At
I
all?
Have no fun no. stories. My life is a. Dull.
Yeah, he calls it better in the cry room.
Yeah, I do.
Other people call it that too. I think.
Josh, you have a first time, last time?
I'm a big soda fan. Love bubbles.
Bubbles are great.
Love bubbles. My
love them inside and outside.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere. Inside, outside, rolling around the floor, kissing around just a little bit. I remember I was at my uncle's house and if it's in the fridge or he's like, yeah, like whatever. My cousins were around my age, so we're all playing. And I think I drank three sodas. And he was like, "Whoa, you drink a lot of soda." And I was like, "I didn't think it was that many." And then I think they told my parents, not like you're in trouble, but like that's a lot of sodas for a kid to be drinking. I must have been like 9-ish, and so my dad would always make me drink 2 glasses of water before I have a soda.
That's a good rule.
But I would chug those waters and just because I still wanted that soda.
Yeah.
But also, eventually my parents started drinking only diet drinks, and those were the only ones in the house, so that's what I drink. So I don't remember the first time I had a Coke, but I was definitely younger drinking more of those. It's got a Six Flags thing on this can, and that was, one of my other Coke memories is getting these cans and getting cheaper.
In the Michigan area, it was always Cedar Point.
In Pennsylvania, it was the water park.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to Hershey?
I've been to Hershey, yeah. Hershey's great.
It's pretty fun, yeah.
I've never been to Hershey's.
It's fun.
Is it still open?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. They still make the chocolate.
Yeah. There's still chocolate around.
Well, yeah.
But I remember, when you go to Hershey's, you go on that first, introduction ride. It's a little lame, but at the end, you get, there's a big thing of just grab a chocolate. And I was just free, take as many as you want or whatever. And it was just I remember that was amazing.
Have you ever been to the Coke factory in Atlanta?
I've never been to the Coke factory.
I have. It's
oh,
fun.
No shit.
Yeah, it's really, really fun and cool.
I'd absolutely go on tour.
And you get done and you they go, "Here you go." And they open up this huge room and it's a Willy Wonka moment where there's just Cokes from all over the world.
Oh.
And all these different sodas they have. And I think that might have been the first time I ever had or had ever heard of Fanta or Fanta. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "What the hell is this?" And I was like, "This is just Orange Crush, you assholes."
You're protesting.
14 years old.
You get a cup, you can taste whatever you want.
Yeah, that's
great.
It's cool. Yeah.
They have that at Epcot because I've been to the Coca-Cola World and they have a similar thing where it's 20 spigots and it's different brands.
You're right. You're totally right.
So I haven't been to the factory, but yeah.
I'd go. Why not?
And it's really fun.
The last time I had one was probably we did something with Cherry Coke in one of the. We have free sodas at my work too. And I was like, "What can I mix this with? Is it Cherry Coke?" What did we do?
Oh, brother, I don't remember.
We did another one. And I was and I was like, "Should I?" Because I was trying to taste things to mix with it. So I had some real Coke and I was like, "Oh, yeah, this is pretty good." And then I was like, I had some Cherry Coke and it was better for what we were doing it with.
Awesome.
Do you remember who the guest was?
No, but it was fairly recent.
Nice.
I'm going to look it up now. I'm curious.
Do you remember?
It was Natalie?
Yeah, because her drink was Slurpee, but it was a Coke Cherry mix.
Oh, cool.
The Nat Slurpee.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and that's when I... And Coke Slurpee is really good.
Oh, yeah.
Coke Slurpee is really good.
I think I would prefer that to regular Coke.
You have a very good palate, it sounds like. Like for tasting. Would you say you feel like you've got a really rich palate?
I wouldn't say that. No, really? I'm not a super taster.
I concur with Ryan, though, because you're good at picking... Because I'm just this is good. And you can pick out little flavors and everything.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's
cool. It's a very enviable skill. I wish I was a super taster by any means. No. Super Lord, taster. No. I don't want to... Yeah, I'm not blowing that much smoke. But you're just good at naming... bubble smoke. You're just really good at distilling down why it tastes the way it does.
Yeah,
that's a very cool skill to me. It's why I don't like cooking at all because I'm really bad at that kind of taste math. I can't figure, I can never figure out what adds up to like make things taste good.
Yeah.
And then when something does, I'm like, oh man, this tastes amazing. And then I go, I wonder what they made it out of. And as soon as I get that far in the sentence, my brain goes, let's think about something else. This is stupid. I'm just like sitting across from you, just being like, man, I'm really like envious of you.
I think maybe it's, I'm very attuned to what I like. And sort of that's where, that's my barometer.
So interesting.
It's not like, oh, people will love this. It's like, oh, this is what I would want.
But are you a good cook?
I'm a decent cook. Yeah. And I feel like I'm good at like, what do we have? I'll make something with it.
See, I'm so jealous of that.
You worked in the food. My roommate needs a recipe.
You were in, like, I count bartending as part of like the food industry.
Oh, sure.
And like, I never really did. Like, I worked at Little Caesars, but I don't really count that.
No.
And like,
I don't count McDonald's.
Yeah. So beyond that, like, I don't know. So I don't have like, I just, again, it's very much like, I enjoy this or I do not. That's about it.
Yeah.
Ooh, I taste oak.
And I also think for me personally, being good at it, I don't, it's like not a skill I even want. Yeah, so I think that holds me back
from it
too. Yeah,
that's fair. Yeah, too. What did Bob Ross say? A skill is anything you practice?
Is that what he said?
Yeah. He's a good guy, that Bob Ross.
Yeah, good painter.
The cheesy bread at Little Caesars.
Oh, my.
Very good. I would rather have that than their pizza because it's very salty.
Yeah.
To me.
You mean the crazy bread?
Not the crazy bread, the bread with like the deep dish bread with cheese on top of it.
Oh, yeah, that stuff's the best.
You get that and pizza sauce? That's better than pizza.
Oh, no, please.
Yes.
Damn.
We used to sometimes get cheesy bread when we would go to Kmart, when we would like go shopping. Yeah. Caesars used to be in Kmart.
Yeah. Probably still is, right?
I don't know if there are still Kmart's.
Kmart's going away. Yeah.
I think they finally killed them.
Because they're terrible.
Yeah, but it was like, and we would get the cheesy bread and Cokes and walk around. It was the best.
Do you like Walmart? But what if stuff was harder to find?
What if it just seems a little dirtier?
Yeah. Do you like Walmart but wish it looked more like a bus shelter that a bomb just recently went off in? You gotta get to Kmart. Quick, please, we're closing.
We still have ironing supplies. I feel like that's what whenever I go to Kmart, that's what they had a lot of, was like ironing things. And I was like, this is weird.
I feel like some of my memories of getting to Kmart are like, oh, this shirt looks kind of cool. You pick it up. It's an undetermined, like, you can't determine the size. It's, like, oddly shaped. And, it like, one of the words is spelled wrong. It's, like, Mavengers. There's no way it starts with M.
Oh, I love the Mavengers.
So, yeah, fuck Kmart.
Yeah. All right. That's another episode of Hate Kmart. Ryan, you're having a good time, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're having a fun time on the podcast?
So much fun.
You would rather be here.
I'd rather be here.
And this is your dream location to have an ice-cold Coca-Cola beverage.
Oh, wow. Dream location for an ice-cold Coca-Cola beverage. I can tell you exactly what it is. I'm a billionaire.
Oh,
okay? And I have my own private movie theater in, like, my house. And I get advanced screenings of all the movies I'm in because I'm also a celebrity.
Nice.
And so my dream location for a Coke is that I'm having a Coke in my big giant mansion movie theater. Mm-hmm.
Screening room.
And I'm just drinking a Coke, watching a movie I just finished making.
And what did you do in the movie?
What did I do in the movie? It was a movie just like about my life. This was like, in this dream scenario, this is the third very successful movie that's come out just about my life.
Yeah. It's a biopic trilogy.
It's a trilogy about my life. This is the third one, and I'm just basking in how good it is.
Are you alone?
Oh, completely alone.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, my wife is not there. Yeah. Nobody's there. But in fact, people are outside looking in.
Yeah.
And I won't let them in, and
because
I won't let them see the screen.
Filming the fourth one?
Yeah.
And this is indirectly a scene?
Yeah, well, because the fourth one is a doc on how I made the other three.
I love that.
Yeah, that's my dream location for a Coke.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's great.
Yeah, perfect. Robbie.
Yeah, buddy.
Robbie Bobby. What would be your dream location to have a nice Coca-Cola?
Okay, in this scenario, I have superpowers.
Okay, sure.
Awesome.
Are you one of them Avengers?
I'm a Avenger. I'm one of the Great Lakes Avengers.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
And I still look like me, but I just have super strength. Mm-hmm. And I can fly. And I just finished kicking some butt, and I am tired because, you know, I've been kicking a lot of butt.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, you get it. Just took down my arch nemesis, and I'm beat. And I see
what's his name again?
My arch nemesis?
Yeah.
My arch nemesis' name is Dr. Fuddud.
They're always doctors.
Always doctors. Just, we just didn't listen to him. But anyway, Dr. Fuddud.
You're gonna have that drive.
Yeah, he's been taken down, and it's just me. And I'm like, oh god, I'm tired. I see some kid. He's got a can of Coke with him. He hasn't opened it. I go, kid, you open that Coke? He goes, no. I go, give it to him. He goes, it's mine. I go, I just saved the world, you ass. Give me that can of Coke. I'm tired.
He goes, me, Joan Gree.
Okay. He brings it over, and I crack it open. I take a sip, and I go, oh, this is delicious. And as the kid walks away, I go, hey, kid, get out of here. Scat, you kid. He goes, why don't we go, get out. And I throw a rock at him. I don't hit him. I just, like, get close.
Scare him a little.
Yeah, not with your super strength.
Not with my super strength. Just a regular throw. And because I can turn it on and off. But I enjoyed that classic Coke because I watched that kid slowly sulk away and bask in my glory.
Wow.
That's good. That's good.
I like that so far we haven't just described the where.
No.
It's the how.
It's the how, yeah.
And the why.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Makes more sense. Josh, where's your dream location? Yeah, you.
To have what?
Have a classic Coke in a can.
Okay. My dream location would be I'm dying on a field during the Civil War.
Okay.
Okay.
The medics rush
Which
up.
Side were you on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't want to go into that. The right side.
Ooh, it's so...
the good guys. it's the Civil War. Brother versus brother. I'm dying on the field. The medics rush up, and they're about to give me morphine. I'm like, whoa. That stuff's poison. And they're like, sir, you've got a bayonet wound from nave to chops. Hashtag Shakespeare. You're bleeding out, and I was like, no, I won't have morphine. Suddenly, I remember that I've packed a can of ice cold Coca-Cola.
Whoa!
And I pull that out of my pack, and I pour it over my wounds. This is from the future.
Oh, okay.
And it fixes my body.
So wait, you're from the future?
I'm from the future.
Okay.
And so far, you haven't drank it yet.
No, I packed a couple. You know, you know they sell them in the six in a pack.
Yeah, yeah. So you're from the future.
I've gone back to the Civil War to turn the tide.
Try to turn the tide because you're fighting on the right side.
The good side.
Yeah, the good side.
The right side.
Yeah.
Good guys.
Is that because you were unhappy with how the tide turned out originally?
You don't know what timeline I'm from. I'm not from this timeline. I'll say that right now. And I won't go into any more details. I'm from the year 3078.
Okay.
Good year.
Oh, it's great. And I go back in time to turn the tide to fix life.
Yeah.
And I bring with me, you know how they have Coca-Cola Plus?
Yeah.
Coca-Cola. This is like medical Coca-Cola.
Oh.
So it's like,
awesome.
You drink it, it's like your food, you drink, it's like Band-Aid, all of that. So they try to give me morphine and I refuse it.
Yeah.
Because I remember, oh, I have Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
It is crazy to me that someone from the future... You got God in the Civil War. Huh? Right. Who snuck up on you?
Yeah.
The bad guys. And I can't remember.
I guess when you're from the future, you don't know what a gun is, like a normal gun.
Yeah.
I guess.
I'm used to listening for plasma sounds.
Yeah.
Which I couldn't hear any.
No.
It stank back then. Let me tell you what. I poured a Coca-Cola over it, fixed my body. I reached back into my bag, and I realized that there's one final can.
Oh.
The war rages around me. I put down one of my hollow shields that protects my immediate area, and it also makes it look like there's nothing there.
That's nice.
And then I'm like, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't have gone back to the Civil War. I pop that can, I drink it, I'm refreshed, I feel great. And then I say, what the hell? And I turn off my shield, pull out my future gun, which is very against using a future weapon in a pastime is very against law.
Yeah.
Going back and changing time using the natural method, that's fine.
Right. The rhythm method.
Yeah, the rhythm method.
Well, the rhythm is going
to
get you.
I pull out my plasma pistol. I eviscerate my enemies. I travel back to the future. Everything's good now. Everything's right. Everything's awesome. The money's changed.
That's awesome.
Schools have been renamed.
Okay.
Statues have been torn down.
Good for you.
For the good guys. The good guys are now in power.
Yeah.
My timeline is different than this timeline. I'll have to reiterate that again.
Yeah.
That would be my dream location. That ice cold Coca-Cola. Classic.
Classic.
That's a 5 out of 5.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
I would watch that in one of your movies.
I wish.
I'm almost done with this.
I finished mine a while ago. They're tasty.
We have...
Sucking it down.
I'll isolate that for later.
I might be a closer.
We have another segment on the show.
Yes.
It is called Cork It.
I leave the table if she fucking drinks Merlot.
When you're talking about a beverage you absolutely hate, despise, revile, is evil, it needs to be destroyed, and we're going to help you destroy it. But we need to know what that beverage is and how you would destroy it.
Okay. I think I'm going to go with apple cider vinegar.
Damn.
A beverage.
Yeah, dude. people drink it.
People drink it for like weight loss and health stuff. And I just... Weird.
It's supposed to clean up your like liver and shit.
I hate it. Like, my mom would have it, because she went through, like, a health phase at one point, and she was drinking it regularly to, like, try and lose weight. Mm-hmm. And I tried it, like, one time, and I was like, this is the worst liquid I've ever had in my mouth.
Yeah, that sounds, apple cider, just drinking apple cider vinegar makes me, like, ugh.
Yes, because vinegar, I think, is really gross. I even, like, sometimes even, like, wings will have sometimes too much vinegar on them, and I can always tell, and I'm always like, oh, this is too much.
I get so upset when there's like a bowl of potato chips out and I go to grab and there's salt and vinegar and no one's told me there's salt and vinegar.
Yes.
I hate it.
Yeah.
It's gross.
I like some vinegar, but the idea of drinking only and specifically apple cider vinegar.
What were the health benefits? Do you remember?
I think the idea is that it's almost, I think it's so fibrous, I think, which is maybe a word, that
you
it like helps pull
healthy.
Stuff. Yeah. You like have a sip and then you basically explode out your rectum and then you've lost 45 pounds.
Damn.
Yeah. It worked amazing.
Yeah. Except you don't have the strength to get up.
Right. Yeah. Because a couple bones flew out there too. My femur?
Yeah. I'll just re-swallow a kidney.
I'm going to get right back
up.
You
don't have the strength.
It's a heavy duty.
It's heavy duty. So I just hate it. And I that was 15 years ago, and it still riles me up to even think that it's out there.
Yeah,
and to even think
have.
That people drink it.
It must have, because you were hot.
I came in with it hot.
This man is hot.
He knew it immediately. He didn't
have
to think.
No. I didn't have to think about it at all, because it's sewage.
Fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
No arguments here.
Great.
No. How are we going to destroy it?
I think we got to round it all up.
Okay.
And we got to take... Because I also... This is how I want to die, too. So I'm just going to combine these two things together. I want to round up all the apple cider vinegar, put it in a rocket, and then I want to be in the rocket, too. Like, and at this point, I have, like, advanced age, deathbed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I want to be shot into the sun.
Done. Wow.
Yeah, so that's how I want to get rid of all
I like
of
that
it.
You go out with it. I feel like it's pretty poetic.
Yeah, I'd like to think that I die right after it, like right after it dies.
Yeah,
and it doesn't fuse with your body and make you Apple Cider Man.
Oh man, what a curse!
Yeah,
and then you have to join the Avengers.
Avengers. A solar flare gets us right before I hit the center of our gorgeous sun. Yeah, that's how I'd get rid of it, because I just think it's I think if you drink it, it's un-American. And I'll leave it at that.
Bobby,
this is
what you have to do.
This is a toughie, because I don't want to get rid of apples, because I love apples.
Yeah.
I don't want to get rid of apple cider, because I also love apple cider.
Yeah.
It's a delicious fall drink. So apple cider, okay, here's what I would do. It would take a bit. It's a long con. Not even a con, just a long job. I would have a...
All jobs are cons.
Yeah.
I don't see it on the menu, but I'd like a long john.
Like a long john, please? And then a long con? I'll just have a bear claw. I would have a permanent marker.
Okay.
And I would have white labels. Uh-huh. And I would go to stores where it ever said apple cider vinegar. I'd take the white label. I put it on the bottle. And then I would write piss on it. And so people would just think it's bottles of piss on them. People are like, what is this? We have to get rid of this immediately.
Yeah.
And a store manager could be like, no, it's I think it's apple cider vinegar. Like, no, this clearly says piss, sir. Get this out of the store. And I would, again, this would take a while, but I think I got time on my hands. I go around. Yeah. Start small. I feel like I would grow three sizes that day. But like people would be like, this guy is onto something. And so I would have like little other people working other states.
Yeah.
Helping me out
like a little
bit.
Like
grassroots,
little Robbie Appleseed.
Yeah, little Robbie Appleseed.
That's gonna name my son.
Little Robbie Appleseed Grabowski, going around, and
that's cool.
It'd take a little bit, but yeah, I think that's my plan. Just piss.
Okay,
Josh.
All right, I've got to do this.
You
have no choice.
No.
Yeah.
So in my timeline, with the bad guys one.
What?
Not the timeline we're in right now.
And not the one you fixed.
No, I fixed that one.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So in this timeline, we'll say. Just for the sake of argument.
Yeah.
We're the good guys. there's a major motion picture. It's called the Apple Cider Vinegar House Rules.
Nice.
But in this movie, it's a lot similar to the Apple Cider House Rules.
Yeah.
We've got a bunch of major motion picture stars. Some of the biggest of the day. Maybe you're Ryan Benz.
Yeah. He's good.
Yeah.
He's very good.
Michael Caine.
I've only seen the first part.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting there, though.
They get better.
They're long.
Oh, it's long. And in the movie...
Oh, and see it in 3D. Not to interrupt you again, but if you're going to watch my biopic, you want to see it in 3D.
3D. Yeah. 3D.
Or go to Disney and see it in 4D, where the seats move.
Ooh. I saw Black Panther in that IMAX 3D. Or not 3D, 2D, but IMAX.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing.
Oh,
that's
sure.
So cool.
Like, the sound was so much better. The screen was a lot bigger. Anyway.
Awesome.
This movie. You're the biggest stars of the time.
Yeah.
And in the movie, they actually drink apple cider vinegar. Now, what I did is I got a little job as a PA on this movie.
Ooh.
And I put poison in the on camera. They're filming it. They take it. They immediately die.
Whoa.
Now, in this timeline, movies are released immediately. So the
it's
whole like world sees it.
They're live streamed.
Yeah, they're live streamed. Yeah. Facebook Live presents Apple Cider House Vinegar Rules. The house always wins. And they die live on air from drinking apple cider vinegar. Everybody was like, what a tragedy. It gets recalled. They stop making it.
Yeah.
Factory shutter. Movies stop for like, 10, 20 minutes.
And dying by poison is violent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be a very visceral experience watching that.
People think they're acting.
Right? Oh, sure.
That good at it.
They're that good that they foamed out of the mouth and their eyes turned blood red.
Immediately began shitting.
Yeah.
Didn't have the strength to get up. It looks amazing. Like, and honestly, if they were acting, Oscars all around.
To live stream watch Leonardo DiCaprio shit himself until he died would be such a traumatic experience that I don't think we'd ever recover.
Exactly.
I think movies would be canceled.
Apple cider vinegar. Nobody can even like think of it. Like the idea of it's so foreign. All it's closed. It stopped. Never exists. It's done. Going for it. It's done. Canceled.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
Man. That's all you can do.
That's all we can do.
It's another 5 out of 5.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you got
I didn't know we were grading these, but I'm glad I'm
just Josh, yours.
You're on fire today.
Yeah.
Five out of five.
Hot.
You guys go ahead and talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
And I am going to make you a cocktail.
Yay.
Ooh.
This is fun.
Ooh.
I'm so excited.
What made you take the Coca-Cola tour? Why are we down in Atlanta?
I had a high school friend who I... who moved away when I was in Pennsylvania.
Sure.
So me and another high school friend went down to visit him when he got down there. So we like stayed there for like a week when he was down there. And
sure.
So we went to the Coca-Cola factory together. And then we went to the same Steak and Shake 9 times. So we went to the same Steak and Shake over and over and over again. And
every time I went... reason or just because?
Because we were like... You know how, like, when you're 14 or 15, at least when I was 14 or 15, as, like, a young boy, I thought stuff like that was funny.
Yes.
I liked doing things. I liked doing stupid things because I thought they were funny.
Yes.
So it made me laugh to go to the same Steak and Shake for every meal we could during a week. As a 14-year-old boy, in that week, I gained an actual 15 pounds.
Holy cow.
Yeah, because I would
steak
always get the
shake,
same thing.
Oh, sure.
I'd get... one of their steak burgers, cheese fries, and then they had peach shakes. I would get the same meal. So like, not only did we go to the same place, I got the same meal every time.
Good Lord.
It was so gross. I feel like when I came home, like I still had like it around my mouth. That was also that was before 9/11.
Okay.
And the only reason...
Here we go.
I always manage a way to bring that up on every podcast I'm on. I should have told you that before I came on. Rob, by the way, I'll definitely talk about 9/11.
You don't have to.
But it was before that, and I only say that because we got to the airport And I ended up leaving my friend and I left our tickets sitting on a chair. 9/11? Yeah. We had tickets to go see 9/11, and I left them just on a chair at the airport. And I remember getting like a message. They called over the airport, like, "Will Ryan Ben please come?" And as I'm hearing the message, I'm like, and I'm patting my pockets, realizing, "Oh no." And we get there, and the woman's like, "Here's your tickets, like, you know, whatever." And we were just like alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you were kids.
Yeah, and I just remember the woman being like, I was like so upset and stuff like that. She's like, "It's totally fine. Like, at an airport, like, you don't ever have to worry about stuff like that. We'll always take care of you. Like, don't worry. Like, we'll always be nice," and all this other stuff. And I feel like now the airport is this miserable, awful place where I can't even imagine leaving something and never getting it back.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's this was gone like my, forever. Yeah. And it's like you're in trouble for it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This was like the exact opposite experience. It was awesome.
I remember my cousins, my dad's sister and her daughters would go to the airport just to watch planes take off, like, and land when they were like kids.
Yeah.
I'd go with them because you didn't need a ticket. You could just go anywhere.
Yeah.
You'd go in. It's like, remember, you could greet people at a gate.
Yes. Yeah, I do remember that. Wild. The Pittsburgh airport has a very good mall in it.
No shit.
And people would go to the Pittsburgh Airport Mall and but that was forever ago.
Wild.
Yeah, totally different time. Totally different time.
Because I remember I flew not a lot. Like, as a kid, my dad and I would go down to Disney World or something. Mm-hmm. But I was a kid.
Yeah.
So I barely remember that stuff.
What was your first flight?
Probably the Florida.
Yeah.
For a Disney World trip.
I think mine was, I would my have first to flight guess. was to, I think it might have been to, it was maybe not Atlanta. It might have been one before that, but I don't remember it. Atlanta might have been my first one.
Because we drove a lot, too. Yeah. I'm going to have to say Florida?
Yeah.
Maybe? Yeah, I'm going to have to say that's right. Yeah,
I believe you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I absolutely. You. Yeah, you're selling it. So if you're lying, you're a hell of a liar.
I'm a good actor.
You're a great actor. You're not good. You're great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're great.
You say to you.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, thank you very much.
Let's compliment each other some more.
Oh, I love it. Did you, like, when you flew to Florida, were you scared? Do you remember, like, being scared to be on an airplane for the first time?
You know, I'll say, I was a child, I was very, I don't want to say sheltered, but I was a very nervous child.
Interesting.
Because I really did not like change. Huh. And, like, stuff, how can I word this? I remember I, like, had a small freak out, and I was maybe six maybe,
yeah,
where I couldn't, something happened on at a flight where I couldn't sit next to my dad, and it made me very nervous and weird, and a flight attendant noticed it, and I think even like a few passengers noticed it, and they were able to kind of move us around. So I don't think beyond that, I don't think it really, I really knew what was going on. Like, I understand I'm in the air, but who cares? I'm six. Yeah. Whoa.
No way.
But yeah, I don't know. I was just more of like, who's around me that I know? I still get anxious flying, but I can, like, handle it. I cry at every airplane.
At every airplane?
Yeah, every airplane I see, I just immediately burst out in tears.
Oh, that's
man,
so sad.
Man wasn't meant to fly, Rob says.
We shouldn't be here!
He falls to his knees weeping. What do we have here? What am I looking at?
I finished making my cocktail. So, every episode we make a cocktail, we name it after our guests.
Yay!
This is no exception. This is called the I've Been Chillin'. I'm going to let you enjoy a sip, or possibly hate a sip, and then we'll talk about what's in it, and you can give a letter grade.
Okay, great.
So businessy.
He's all business.
Mr. Business.
Mr. Business. I'm glad you used the big glass.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
He's a big boy. It's my Bubba Gump mug.
It's a tall. The ratios might be off, so I don't know if because of the big boy glass.
Big boy.
Double yum.
Double yum?
Yeah, but that's pretty dang tasty. What the hell did you give me?
I'll tell you what's in it. We have a base of coconut ice cream.
Oh.
We mix that with vanilla vodka, the juice of two limes. We put all of that in a blender, but I didn't want to turn on the blender, so I mixed it with a spoon. more coconut ice cream in the glass. We poured it over that. I made a Coca-Cola reduction. So I took a liter, basically, and reduced it down to a syrup. Mixed that in there, and then I filled the rest of the glass to make it a float with just Coca-Cola.
Wow.
Topped with whipped cream.
Damn, dude.
It's amazing. It tastes so good.
When you said you liked ice cream, I was like, oh, he's going to like the drink.
Yeah, you really.
But I did not know if you liked coconut.
You know what? So I was wondering what was in it because it had I was like chewing on something, and you've changed my life, and I'm gonna tell you why, because I would have told you before you gave me this that coconut was one of the things I also hated.
Ooh,
and I guess I maybe don't hate it because it's very pleasant and refreshing, and it's all the things people tell me coconut can be.
Yeah, maybe it's the texture that you don't like.
Maybe because I've had coconut water and I've been like, gross. This is gross.
I'm not a big coconut water
fan. And I don't like coconut. Like, I don't like Almond Joy. Which one has coconut or Mounds?
They
which
both
one's?
Do.
They both.
I don't coconut. Like any of the coconut candies.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even like coconuts when they're over a woman's breast. I don't even like them then. So I don't like any.
Let me see those damn breasts.
I don't like any coconuts.
Coconut bras.
I don't like coconuts. Yeah. That was the word I wanted.
You know, when they're
not
over.
To describe it in a creepy breast. Way. Wow, is that the worst thing I've done?
That makes me think of Austin Powers when they're doing the, you know.
Oh, yeah, the tent stuff.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Just got the honeydew.
They're all on Netflix. They hold up. Well, some of them do.
I just made Cynthia watch Goldmember Friday night. That part, when he has to stand on Mini-Me's shoulders, I still cry laughing. One of us is going to have to stand on the other one's shoulders. And the next thing you see is two little tiny feet, and then he's on top, and he's just moving his arms like a robot the whole time, and then like falling into people. Oh, gosh. Christ.
Goldmember's not great, but there's some solid gags. That opening 5 minutes with all the cameos so funny.
That is
great.
Yeah.
Is it with Danny DeVito?
Yeah, a little bit. Hey, asshole.
I'm Mini-Me.
Ryan, may I try the delicious beverage?
Yeah, please.
Thank you.
So, a little background.
It looks like coffee. It looks like a big, like a frappuccino. Yeah.
I wanted to do like a coconut. I wanted to do like a.
Oh, damn.
Coke right?
Lime. That's really thing. Good.
Oh, I love. I mean, Coke with lime is very good.
Yeah, Cuba Libre. Sort of classic, but I wanted to like plus it up.
That's tasty.
So, taste the final version too.
Yeah. Dang.
That's really good.
Yeah, you nailed it. That's a real slam dunk.
Yeah.
I think you killed it.
Because it's just enough lime.
Yeah.
Where it doesn't overpower it. Yeah.
And you really, truly, life-altering podcast.
Well, the recipe will be on the show notes.
Excellent.
And then I'll never talk to you again.
Man, a final conversation with show notes? Oh, ouch.
You can talk to me on the comment section of this podcast and no other place.
Vanilla vodka. Ooh, buddy.
Yeah, I'm glad you liked it. Because I always want coconut vodka or coconut rum, but I thought it would be too sweet.
Too sweet?
Yeah.
Don't want off this week. What? We got to get a little bit of grade. Letter grade.
A letter grade?
I'm drunk.
I gotta give this an A++.
Whoa! We're on a roll.
Damn.
If you listen to last week's, you might be seeing a connection here.
Wow.
We got a.
Did they give you an A++?
It was our first, and you're our second A++.
I didn't even know that.
That's amazing.
Fact. Yeah.
And why do we love that grade?
A++? Because A++ gets degrees.
Damn right it does. So don't worry about what you're doing in school. If you're getting A++, you'll get that degree.
You'll get that degree. Still goes through.
Wow. Yeah, this upped my life grade point average. That was stupid.
We'll edit it in.
Double down on it.
Yeah.
Turn the treble up on that part. Yeah.
Do you ever drink any of the other Coke varieties? Like, you know how they have those, like, super Coke machines now?
And yes.
Like, I love Diet Dr. Pepper, so I always get that at the fountain.
I don't, really. I don't dabble.
No dabbling?
Yeah, I don't dabble.
Not dabble.
He's not a dabbler.
I won't dab. I won't do it.
More dab? Yeah, what about on your haters?
Yeah, especially not that. I don't even give them my attention, Jeff.
Fair. That's smart. I'm
if Cam Newton dabs, I don't. That's all I have to say about that.
I like the...
Nice. I've never had any of these before.
Well, they're all three the same. We have a new segment called Let's Try Orange Vanilla Coke Zero.
I've seen the commercials for it. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So I got little 12-ounce tall gals of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar Orange Vanilla. Now that we've got an A++, let's see if Coca-Cola can do it again. There's zero sugar.
The artificial vanilla is too strong.
Yeah.
And I think that's what ruins the drink.
I like a creamsicle.
I do too.
So it's working for me on that end, but then it finishes Coca-Cola-y, and I don't think those should go together.
Yeah. I think it blows. I don't like it. It's not because it's teasing me because yeah. I like Coke and anything that's like not Coke, I just want it to be Coke.
Pure.
It has to be pure.
Yeah. Yeah. No mixing. No.
I don't mind. I like because I'll do this occasionally with fountain drinks. I'll do Coke and then like a few splashes of orange soda or orange crush or whatever.
Okay, so I like orange that Coke.
I like orange Coke.
But the vanilla really
is. I don't like this artificial vanilla. I think it tastes gross. Yeah, it really does.
Yeah. That's so funny.
As I drink more.
Yeah, as I gulp it down like a little horse.
Nay.
I love it. I don't do any of that stuff at those machines. I don't mix. I don't match. I don't do any of that stuff.
I'll play around a little bit. But it's like I like just Diet Dr. Pepper so much. Like I'll always get that. Yeah. Or Big Red. It's a red cream soda.
Oh, okay.
Barks Root Beer has a version, like a red cream soda.
Sure.
If there's that, I'll definitely, like, before I do anything, I'll just get a little of that straight up and just, like, get a taste.
Nice.
Because, again, it's too sweet now for me.
Too sweet.
Not too sweet. But I do love it. Like, it's very much of my childhood.
Yeah.
But this, I don't know. I don't like the way it finishes. If this was, like, an orange vanilla cream soda, I'd be like,
because I do like an orange vanilla cream popsicle.
Yeah, same. Mm-hmm. I got them at home right now. They're great.
Ooh,
they're delish.
We're coming
over. But this thing feels like it's crawling down my throat.
Yeah.
I hate it. Like it's infecting me. It tastes like a virus.
You're right. It does suck.
Well, I'll keep drinking it. Well, we wanted your last impression on the podcast to be a bad one.
Where did you find these? These are new, you said?
Yeah, they were at Jewel.
I've seen ads for them for just the orange vanilla.
Yeah, I partly just wanted to taste it.
Sure.
And this gave me a more than enough reason to buy us all one. Even though it's poison, Bobby is like crushing him.
I don't like it.
He keeps saying he doesn't like it and then he's drinking.
He's
like,
he's like touching it a lot too.
Yeah. Pouring it on his chest, rubbing it in.
Yeah, let's cut him open.
Yeah. See if this fixes him.
Drink my fluids.
Oh, man. All of these were so good, though. I mean, like, even the one I hated.
Yeah.
Just the experiences you gave me today, both
friends.
Of you.
We're friends.
And it's a tasty
drink. We're like kind of new friends, though. I feel like we haven't talked about that yet. We're new.
Yeah, Ryan, Ben, and I are old friends.
How long do y'all guys know each other?
Whoa.
Are we getting near a decade soon?
I think so.
Decade? Wow.
We met in IO classes, which was like 2010. Yeah, 2010, 9, something like that. Yeah.
And depending on when you listen to this, it could be even longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, truly. Yeah, if you listen to it 100 years from now,
we
would have been friends for 100 years.
We're haunting your ears.
If they put this episode on one of those lunar or space exploration, that little disc so aliens can find it. Who knows? And this episode, ooh, an honor.
All be like traditional stuff on that disc. And then a deep cut podcast episode of like three people with no merit. Like no reason to listen to it.
Yeah, but it's Coca-Cola. That's the name that we're riding our coattails on.
God, to be an alien to find that. I always thought about like getting one of those discs, like if you didn't listen to it in the right order. If you like picked like an album and listened to like the worst song first, sometimes you won't listen to the rest of the album.
Yeah.
And I was like, what if aliens found that disc and we're just like picked the wrong thing? Wouldn't that suck?
Have you heard the latest record from Humans? Yeah. I really like their early stuff.
I did not enjoy the speech. We are JFKs. Higher up.
That's our standard greeting. And the aloha.
Higher up.
Of the JFK aliens. Raymond.
Yes.
Where can we see you? What do you want to push? This is Bugs.
Man. I feel like I'm finally starting to gain some ground on Twitter. So I just want to kind of plug that. It's at Ryan Joe Ben. And by gaining ground, I mean there's nothing happening with it. So let's get that moving.
There's two ends, right?
Yeah, Ryan, Joe, Ben. Just one end.
Ryan has an N.
Ryan has an N too.
And
yeah.
Ben has an N.
Yeah. So two well, total N's.
I guess I'm an asshole.
Yeah. I didn't want to say it.
Your question really threw me. And then like right now, performing wise, I kind of haven't been only because I was getting married. So I'm actually kind of excited because I'm just going around town just looking for stages. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So really, what I should do is on this podcast. If you thought this was good, imagine it live. Does that work?
We're gonna find imagination.
So instead of a plug, it's a cord.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying. Yeah. Oh no, plug the cords are the same. Instead of a plug, it's an outlet.
There you go.
So I need an outlet. Perfect. So just come and get me.
Yeah.
Come find him.
Hire him for anything but a marriage because you already got one.
Yeah, I already got one. Yeah, and I cannot handle two. I can barely do the marriage I have.
Tell me about it.
Wait, has my wife told you things?
My word! My mouth just opens up and swallows my head. Bobby, what can we see you? What do you want to push?
By the time this comes out, if you'd like to see Redacted, a live movie reading, a very fun thing at the Music Box.
Been very well received.
On June 24th, we're doing the teen comedy Can't Hardly Wait.
Whoa,
so I think
classic.
It'll be a lot of fun.
What is good movie?
June 24th, 8 p.m. at the Music Box.
Are they going to play Monday. It there? They should tell...
Old Buckster?
Yeah, to play it.
I will. You know, I got heavyweights played, so I can work my magic.
I feel like they would get a good crowd for that. That's one
crowd.
Of those like classic, like Empire Records sort of like.
Absolutely.
Everybody
I think
has,
there's
like,
a generation where it's like, this of the same generation where it's like, either if you weren't Can't Hardly Wait, you're all about 10 Things I Hate About You.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I think they're around the same era.
Sure.
When I saw Booksmart, it made me think a lot of Can't.
Yeah. Booksmart's good. But also follow me on all the social medias, Instagram, Twitter, Rob Grabo, RobGrabo.
That's awesome.
That's about it. Josh, where can people find you?
I'm right here. I'm in your ears. Tell your friends. We've got a great podcast called Popping Bottles.
It is fun. I really haven't been on it now. It really is fun.
You're on the other side of it now. So
I really appreciate that.
The whole episode. Yeah. It's a comedic podcast about your favorite beverages. So if there's any beverages you want us to do, we have one standing order for Clearly Canadian. We've got to find somebody to do that. We've got to find some Clearly Canadian. I think they made it. They started making it again.
I have no idea
what
it is. Yeah.
It's a bubble water.
It's
a flavored bubble water. Comes in a little glass bottle. It was really popular in like the 90s, late 90s, and then kind of went away and came back. It was like pre-LaCroix and stuff. Like popularity. So that, we're also home of the 5-star You Call It. Rate us or review us on whatever's left of iTunes by now. 5 stars?
It's unclear.
apparently they're shutting it down. Podcast reviews? I don't know. They still have those. No. Tell us your favorite shot. We'll do it on air. We'll cheers you. Other than that, I see me at Comedy Sports sometime.
Yeah.
Catch me online. At
Josh. And you're a good dude, Josh. I'm really glad to have gotten to know you recently.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, I fought on the good side.
Yeah.
In Civil War.
Blooming. Like
We were saying this the other day. We were like, we should be friends IRL.
I love
like
it.
This guy.
In Ryan's life.
That's what it stands for, right?
Friends in Ryan's life.
Ryan's life.
Other than that, keep doing what you're doing, everybody. And we have one last thing to do before we let you get out of here.
Okay.
And that is our end of the podcast cheers. Everybody grab a glass, say it with us.
Whatever your glass, put a toast in it.
Oh, it's still gross.
It's growing on me.
Whiskey makes you frisk. It's that artificial vanilla. I don't like it. Gin makes you
sin. What do you think?
I really...
Wine makes you nutty.
Yeah.
I might not be able to...
But I'll try them all over again.
Look at this disgusting taste.
Bobby jumped over the table. Wrestling Eddie or
anything. Rum makes you dumb.
Jesus, dude. It's not a sack.
I'm strong.
Beer is a melon.
Let me fuck it.
But it'll keep you
sucking it down.
Whenever you want to drink or two, choose the drink that pleases you. Drink your mash, talk your trash. That is the right thing to do. Latch, champagne makes you happy. Vodka keeps you thin.
Sucking it down.